been pulled over your eyes to blind you from the truth.
I'm a lunatic because I present ideas that are contrary to the mainstream consensus. I'm a weirdo because I entertain the notion that minerals and plants provided by the earth may be equally or even more beneficial than synthetic, processed, lab-created medicine. I'm a nutcase because I have a problem with blind obedience, conformity, collectivism, submissive passivity, and self-embraced ignorance. I'm a wacko because I don't trust blatant liars with $1,000 haircuts in $5,000 business suits that build their kingdoms upon the ashes, ruins, and blood of their fellow man. I'm a conspiracy theorist because I question the information that is presented in the public sector and maintain an unwavering position that those who control such information, media, pop culture, TV, publishing, movies, etc., have a vested interest in maintaining a particular status quo and manipulating the minds of those dumb enough to fall for it. I'm an eccentric because I strive to formulate my own views and opinions and to embrace my own inherent intelligence, which I believe is a gift. I'm insane because I seek to explore my own consciousness and cultivate my inner awareness while striving to alter my perceptions and self-limiting ideas about myself. I'm a fool because I question everything I've ever been taught to believe and defy the erroneous belief in authority. I'm crazy because I'm vocal about the fact that those that we allow to rule over us are psychotic, soulless misleaders that have an agenda to destroy everything that we hold dear and to enslave the hearts, minds, and souls of humanity. I'm abnormal because I would much rather read a book or write a song than to stare mindlessly into a screen and allow myself to be bombarded with nonsensical shit that insults the intelligence and treats viewers like idiots. I'm a freak because I have no problem expressing my own uniqueness, honor diversity in others, and couldn't give a flying shit what others think of me. I'm an outcast because I seek no approval from others. I am a threat because I speak the truth with courage and strive to serve the truth to the best of my ability. I am an outsider because I will not go along to get along. I will not conform. I will not follow. I will not be told what to think. I will not bow down, and I reject collectivism. I'm a radical because I reject the erroneous belief in authority and believe that there is absolutely no legitimacy to any government of any kind. I'm a heathen because I understand that the world's religions are based on mythology and astrotheology, not on historical fact. When you see the world through different eyes, you are immediately scorned, rejected, ridiculed, and feared, even if your observations are valid and correct. When you present yourself intelligently to the average person, the collectivized, system-serving, willfully ignorant automaton, you are at once considered a lunatic and a fool. If you have come to the point in your life where you no longer care what other people think of you, your ideas, your expression of uniqueness, or the truth that you speak, then you are finally ready to step into the light of what true freedom is. If you can embrace humility and absolve the ego just a little bit, then you will awaken and your life will transform and have true meaning, despite your circumstances, your pain, your hurt, or your programmed and preconceived ideas of what you should be. It is at that moment that the phoenix rises from the ashes and you are reborn. Externalization and obsession with the outer stimuli is a dead-end venture that only leads to ruin, self-deprecation, and mediocrity. It takes a certain courage, a certain constitution, and fearless resolve to see things as they really are, to stand apart from the crowd, to walk the individuated road of selfhood. These days, if you show even a semblance of intelligence or hold interests beyond the distractions and absurdities manufactured by this dying culture, you are at once looked at with suspicion. Having intellectual pursuits makes one a threat and invites merciless ridicule by those who exist on the periphery of their own being, lost within the confines of their mental and emotional prison cells, influenced by technology, Hollywood, Madison Avenue, and a completely defunct public miseducation system. Every depraved meme, ideology, and false reality is paraded as normal, and woe to those who refuse to buy into the lies or to expose them for the nonsense that they quite obviously are. What is the rationale of a person that will willingly embrace ignorance and shun wisdom and knowledge in favor of outright stupidity? Perhaps those few who haven't completely given away their minds and souls can build something new from the ashes. We are divided from one another, from nature, and most importantly, from ourselves. We are inwardly split and dissociated. That divide is then collectively projected onto the stage that we call life. From my perspective, it is crucial in this day and age to define oneself as opposed to allowing the bread and circuses, the opinions of others, or some perceived authority to tell you who you are. Divinity, magnificence, and sentience are already inherent within you just by the very fact that you exist. This understanding is veiled by the ego, and it is long past the time to unite the self and the ego. They are one, and the split is simply an illusion. Lack of care, compassion, and empathy is what is wrong with the world. Obsession with outer stimuli and over-identification with the external is marching us straight into collectivism. The entire cultural paradigm speaks to survival instincts and promotes over-identification with the mechanism that we think our thoughts with, what is called the ego. Division and separation are the calling cards of this faux paradigm. If you want to see real change and transformation, then stop believing what you are conditioned to accept as true from hypocritical, overdressed, and well-paid liars such as media mouthpieces, false men of God, politicians, or anyone connected to those who hide in the shadows and dance as their strings are pulled by those who willingly serve evil and spit upon freedom. Stand in the light of your truth, your uniqueness, your divinity, and your selfhood. There is no other way to be truly free.